It is time now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and to whomever else it may apply, for Word of the Week. That's right, it is time for Word of the Week, presented by Muhlenberg Elementary Center in Reading, or is it Reading? Never really know. Pediatrics, good citizens of the reading capital of the world, Reading, PA. Now, this week's word, a little different. I'm going to have to spell it. The word is aplomb. Aplomb. A-P-L-O-M-B. Which looks like a federal agency. The Association for the Public Library Obstetricians and I don't know. But it's aplomb is the word. What does it mean? Heck, I don't know. It means self-confidence, self-assuredness. For example, right now, it is with aplomb that Ted will say hello.
Oh.
There you go. He said that with aplomb, you see. And it's all, like, here's a sentence. All the candidates have to deliver their speeches with aplomb during this year's election. There you go. Aplomb. A-P-L-O-M-B. Use it. Don't abuse it. In a sentence or in conversation. Hi there. Come on in. Free coffee, donuts, Reading Phillies tickets, and I'll do your laundry for you. Aplomb, the word of the week. Use it all week long. Help make Reading the reading capital of the world while having fun with words and literacy. Thank you. Now on to the next thing.